Meseches Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, 7-7. Kerem Shekulo Olelos. What do you do if you have a vineyard where all of the clusters in the entire vineyard are all olos? Rabbi Eleazar Omer, Lebal HaBayis. Rabbi Eleazar says, in such a case, nothing goes to the Aniyim, it all goes to the Bal HaBayis. Rabbi Kiva Omer, LaAniyim. Rabbi Kiva says, no, they all go to the Aniyim, to the poor. Amar Rabbi Eleazar. Rabbi Eleazar explains, the verse says Rabbi Eleazar, in the Devarim Chav Beis Chav Aleph, 24-21, Chiv Tzivtzor, when you harvest, los olel. There's some missing words in the pasuk, but in any case, the Torah says, when you're harvesting, then los olel, you may not take the ololos. So says Rabbi Eleazar, im ein batzir, if you don't harvest, which is a prerequisite to leaving the olelos, menai olelos. So then where would the obligation to leave the olelos kick in? They're only kicked in once there's a harvest that's independent of the olelos. Am Rabbi Akiva, he says, Rabbi Akiva says, v'charmacha los olel. The pasuk says black and white, when you harvest your vineyard, you may not take the olelos. Afilo kulo olelos. Doesn't make any qualification, which means even if all of the clusters in the entire vineyard are all olos, they all belong to the Aniyim. So then the question comes back to Rabbi Akiva, in Cain, lama ne'amar, if it's true, so why would the pasuk say, kisivtzor, only when you yourself harvest, lo solel, then you may not take the olos. It sounds like you have to have a harvest for yourself. So he answers, ein l'aniyim bolelos kodum habatzir. Rabbi Akiva says, that pasuk tells you that the right that the Aniyim have to come and collect their olos doesn't kick in until the time of the harvest, until the harvest period. So that means both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eleazar agree that the Aniyim can't come prior to the harvest season. However, Rabbi Akiva holds that once harvest season arrives, then they get the olos, even if there's actual no harvest to be brought in. As far as the definition of a betzira, of a harvest, so according to Rabbi Eliezer, it would be even just three eshkolos, three clusters, which would produce a single revias of wine, enough wine to fill one kiddush cup. That would be the minimum requirement before the possibility of the Aniyim to collect olos themselves kicks in, according to Rabbi Eliezer. The halach, however, follows the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, that it all goes to the Aniyim.